How do I get management to approve a human capital management system? Might want to think like a CFO. From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify, sponsored by the Benefit Companies. Roger here, human capital management consultant, marketing guy, and your host for today's podcast, where I hopefully get you thinking like your company's CFO, with the goal of getting approval for an HCM system, specifically our trademark platform, Connect and Simplify. As you probably guessed, this podcast is directed to HR professionals who are looking to improve their admin processes for human resources, time labor management, payroll, retirement, benefit plans, or just a human capital management platform in general. Your goals for improvement might include eliminating manual processes, getting efficient, giving your employees the tools to do their jobs properly, saving money, reducing the number of vendors you manage, improving your employee experience. The list is endless. You know that your current systems can and cannot do certain things. Your employees who do the admin work also know. And the rest of your employees also know how tech-savvy your company is based on how much paperwork is actually paper versus going online. So how do you communicate your current limitations, the capabilities available in the marketplace, and what you want or need to make your company more efficient? I say, start by thinking like a CFO. Relate how a new human capital management system impacts the bottom line, and then also paint the picture of what happens if you just stay the course and don't upgrade. Hear me out. Think like a CFO. CFOs think in terms of cost, bottom line impact, return on investment, efficiency, risk to the company. As an HR professional, those are probably not top of mind for you every day. So if you are tasked with gathering information, vetting vendors, looking for solutions to your pain points, and etc., keep in mind those CFO thoughts in your process. Things like, is the cost of bringing on a new system going to be more, less, or neutral? Beyond cost, what is the return on investment of a new system? The cost of bringing on an HCM partner may be more out of pocket initially, with the savings realized in year two and beyond, once the efficiencies are achieved. A couple of the immediate efficiencies would be eliminating paper and paper processes, reducing manual steps, an automated audit trail, and saving time. Added benefits include real-time report generation for decision-making, which CFOs need, and fewer vendors to contact for every transaction. CFOs love to hear about efficiency because efficiency equals saving money to a CFO. CFOs also focus on reducing risk to the company. Make sure you show your CFO how automation and integration greatly reduces risk in employee relations, employee safety, litigation, audit issues, all areas that impact the health and longevity of a company. Don't be surprised if your CFO asks about how a new system will impact today and the future. Explain how the right HCM partner grows and adjusts with the needs of a company. They might also ask how making a change actually takes place. What does a conversion look like? How long will it take, and what impact does that conversion have on current operations and processes? Those are all worthy questions to prepare for. Remember, think not only about all the options and capabilities you want for your admin team, but also think about the impact to the company. If you can tie how your business makes money to what a new HCM platform will bring to the company, you're on the right track. Now, I mentioned risk. Risk also includes what happens if your company does not improve their admin systems. Here's some ammo in that space that might be worth relaying to your CFO and the management team. Current and future employees expect technology to be up to date. With all the tech we have at our fingertips in our phones and watches, the last thing an employee wants to deal with is paper. Finding and keeping employees is a huge challenge right now, so don't lose your people because your tech is archaic. And if you lose your employees or struggle to keep staffing levels full, what is the impact on your customers? You work hard to bring on new customers. Don't lose them because you can't keep employees. And then think of the hit on your reputation by losing those customers. One bad review or comment on social media from a frustrated customer can be incredibly damaging to your company reputation. By the way, if your employees and your customers see you are dedicated to staying current on technology and using the latest tools to run your company, that translates into the perception of a company that is progressive, forward-thinking, and building for the future. Both your employees and your customers want to be associated with winners. One major win for bringing on an automated, integrated HCM platform that often gets overlooked, or at least is not given the value it deserves, is compliance. With an HCM platform in place, every transaction, comment, change, edit, etc. is automatically saved. It's a built-in audit trail. Reports are real-time and available anytime. Without an HCM platform, well, you already know, paper or manual processes are manual and full of errors and inconsistent. And it's tedious and time-consuming to gather the data. A CFO who needs to make decisions in a timely manner, or a company that needs to respond to an audit, they want real-time data. And you currently don't have that. So when I said start thinking like a CFO, relate how a new HCM system impacts the bottom line, and also paint the picture of what happens if you stay the course and don't upgrade, this is what I was thinking. If you can relay these concepts to your CFO, you'll be well on your way to giving them the data they need to make a business decision. Think like a CFO, think of the impact on your current and future employees and customers, and do your homework in the vetting process. My guess is you will like the outcome. By the way, and here's the commercial, if you're looking to gather information about HCM platforms, I suggest starting here. Our HCM tech partner is industry leader UKG, and we are the only HCM partner I am aware of that can integrate time labor management, human resources, payroll, retirement plans, and employee benefit plans in one cloud-based platform. We do it all in-house, no other vendors required. And then there's our service. No revolving door on our service teams. Experienced, tenured teammates who know our clients and their needs. We are a unicorn, and we do all the things. The commercial's over. Thanks for listening. Be well.
Kurt Otto here for Benefit Companies. How much better would life be with a dozen on-staff experts glad to be responsible and accountable for human resources, payroll, benefits, insurance, and regulatory compliance? Experts current on regulations, able to answer any question accurately, working diligently, implementing efficiency, saving business and employees time, frustration, fear, and money. Insource, the Benefit Companies. We connect and simplify every aspect of business administration. Insource, the Benefit Company. Connectandsimplify.com.